Greetings and welcome to episode 7. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 4-time Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's topic is parents helping kids to cope. Last week, I focused on an educator's responsibility. So today, I will share some tips for parents as we address the issues related to the unrest in our country with our children. Every child living in America has either heard about, been involved in the solution, seen the news, or seen some social media platform about George Floyd and other African American men and young boys who have been profiled, killed, or seriously injured in the hands of police. Still, my heart goes out to the families and friends and everyone impacted by all this unrest in our country. As a nation, we are still dealing with all the issues related to his death, and until justice and changes are evident, we will continue the pursuit of social justice, equality, and equity for every American, including our brothers, our fathers, our sons, our uncles, all Americans. We live in the United States of America, and we know united means together, and we should be united in brotherhood and sisterhood. We are better than our past, and we will be greater together in the future. As some of you know, I have a son, and trust me, I talk with him all the time about his safety and how he should respond if ever in a compromised situation, as I mentioned in last week's podcast. But I know talk is just a small part of the solution, and definitely I pray for his safety and the safety of every child and every young person. As a parent of 2 young adults, a daughter as well as my son, I share the following advice. Parent tip number 1, you have to know your kids and how you should address their concerns. Some kids can be straightforward while others take a more protective and internal approach. Use their body language and their beginning conversations as to how you should proceed in talking with them about this issue and their feelings. Tip number 2, listen to your kids. Allow them to share no matter how long, how often, how painful. Allow them to open up and express themselves. Let their voices be heard and let them guide the discussion. Tip 3, allow them to speak their truth, and each child will deal with their pain, their understanding, and their way to cope differently. Allow it, let it be, let them speak. For example, my son has not only shared with me by talking, but has expressed himself artistically. My daughter talks about it and needs for me to be her sounding board. Tip 4, let them share their understanding from their perspective. Provide facts as needed and even more understanding. Answer their questions. At this point, you cannot be silent about events and the unrest in our country. It will make it seem more threatening and more harmful for your child. Tip 5, if your child is younger, please take that into consideration as to how you need to adjust your body language. Do you need to get at their eye level? Do you need to hug them while they share? You decide. Let them know that you care for them and use gentle words and offer comfort. Let them know it's okay to share their worries. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue my discussion about parents helping kids to cope. Remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com. I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Chalene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As I continue my sharing, let me give you some additional effective strategies from the Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic suggests the following, and I share this information because it is so important. Always remain calm. Your child will look to you for cues about how to react. It's okay for children to see adults sad or crying, but consider excusing yourself if you're experiencing intense emotions. Reassure your child of his or her safety. Point out factors that ensure your child's immediate safety. Review your home safety procedures and make sure you have a comfort space in your home for your child to talk with you. Limit media exposure. Constantly watching news coverage can sometimes heighten anxiety. When older children watch or read news reports, try to do it with them. Avoid placing blame. If the tragedy was caused by human violence or error, be careful not to blame a cultural, racial, or ethnic group or people who have mental illnesses. We know in this case we're talking about police brutality towards the African American race. Maintain the routine. To give your child a sense of normal routine, keep your family's usual dinner time, homework time, summertime, whatever you do together, make sure that you keep a normal routine. Spend time together and spend some extra time with your children during this time. This can foster your child's sense of security. If your child is having trouble sleeping, allow him or her to sleep with a light on or to sleep in a room for a short time with you. Encourage the expression of feelings. Explain that it's okay to be upset. Let your child write about or draw what he or she is feeling. As I told you about my son, he is expressing himself artistically. Encourage time with friends. Physical activity might serve as an outlet for frustration as well. Do something. Consider ways to help victims and their families. Hold a service related to the tragedy or attend a service. You might work with your child to write a thank you note to organizations who have assisted in some capacity. You might experience fear, shock, anger, anxiety, and grief. Your child's age will affect how he or she handles the stress or a tragedy, according to the Mayo Clinic. Children in this range become clingy or want to stay in a place that makes them feel safe. Some children might revert to wetting the bed or sucking their thumbs, avoid criticizing your child for this behavior. Elementary and early middle school children, at these ages, children might fear when they have to go back to school. They might have trouble sleeping and paying attention or becoming aggressive. They might grieve in short segments and show persistent concern for their own safety. Upper middle school and high school children, these are older children. They might deny that they're upset. Some children might complain about headaches because they're unable to identify what's bothering them. Others might start arguments or resist authority. Some children might experience even depression, anger, and sleep problems. Parents, All of these reactions are normal. However, if your child continues to display these behaviors for a period of time, more than 2 to 4 weeks, he or she might need more help with coping. If you're concerned about your child's reaction, talk to a mental health provider. Also, remember, we must take care of ourselves as the adult. Pay attention to your own feelings and lean on loved ones. Or once again, not only kids, but adults can talk with mental health providers. Make sure you get enough sleep, eat a healthy diet, and stay active. This will enable you to care for your children and serve as a role model for how to cope. As always, take care of yourselves, take care of your children, and our nation will be a better place for the future. As I continue to share, education, no matter in what capacity, and a parent is a child's first teacher, education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.drsespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast and all my social media platforms. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, stay safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.